call the meeting to order. It is 7 o'clock on Monday, February 10th, 2014. This is the District 303 Board of Education monthly meeting. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. And Ms. Rasch, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Gaffney.
Here.
Mrs. Hugh.
Here.
Mr. Manheim.
Here.
Mrs. McConnell.
Here.
Mr. McNally.
Here.
Mrs. Perrott.
Here.
Mr. Sterling.
Here. Would you join me in the pledge to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, well, we appreciate so many of you braving the cold, coming out to see us tonight. We'll start off with citizen comments. Do we have any? Okay, seeing none. Nick, you get the night off.
See you later.
That takes us to the superintendent's report.
Yeah, we'll make this one very short tonight because it's, you know, I know everybody wants to go out and enjoy the nice weather. Greater St. Charles Education Foundation Jazz Event is coming up February 22nd. So if you have not, that goes for board members or anyone else in the audience, gotten your tickets yet, please do so. It supports our children in our schools. So it would be great to see you all there. Last day of school right now is June 6th, which is a Friday. The way the stuff works, so I'm sure most of you know that, but we have 5 days built into the calendar. I'm trying not to, if we can help it, move it to Monday, June 9th, because nobody wants to come back on a Monday, June 9th. And this year, unlike other years, the state is requiring the last day of school to be a full day of school. So we have no choice in regards to that. So we'll hopefully we'll not have any more snow days. So right now we're June 6th. If we go beyond 5 days, that really is the board's discretion, but you have the right to ask the Board of Education for what are called Act of God days, and you don't have to make up beyond 5 days if you do so. So we'll see how it all goes. But right now that's where we're at. I know that having talked with principals, especially at the high school students are really nervous right now about how many days are left, and especially seniors are really nervous because they recognize that the graduation is probably set, but they know that we could ask them to say, you have to come back and have more days. We've never done that before, but I know Mr. Blaney was out subbing the other day, and that was the topic of discussion with all of them. So, I want to let board members know for the first time without much planning, we were able to pull off a 2-hour late start the other day because of snow conditions that were resident in our district, and quite frankly, the staff and everyone did a great job and worked out really well. I think it's the first time that I think that we've received somewhere near 100 phone calls from parents saying thank you. We rarely get that, and as far as I know, we got no disparaging remarks. I think we only got remarks that say thank you, so that was a good thing as well. So, not easy to pull off. Bus drivers ended up having to sit for a while, waiting for their routes to do it, and we were all worried because some of them have more than one job. They don't only just drive bus, some of them do other things as well, and so we were worried about whether or not we're going to be able to pull it all off, but we were able to do so, and that worked out well. So that completes the superintendent's report.
Okay, and that takes us to committee reports. Why don't we start with learning and teaching? Mrs. Hewell?
Learning and teaching did not meet this month.
That's right.
We didn't have that much time. We rescheduled, and it's been rescheduled again to February 27th. Right before business services, and I'd like to also mention,
I'm just saying 5 o'clock.
Before business services, and that is also the day that we are due to get the Richmond Davis School Improvement Plan from the steering committee. So, it'd be a good meeting to learn about
that. February 27th.
February 27th.
Okay, what day is it due?
Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. It's, you say right before business services?
Yes.
Or after?
Before. So we will be at 5, and business services will be at 6, if you can.
We'll see.
6:30.
Okay.
Thank you for accommodating us at rescheduling.
I agree to it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we keep going down the line. Business services?
Nothing.
We met on January 30th, Thursday night. Again, we went over the financial report and the fees for the years 2014-15. Mr. Chapman brought us up to speed on both. Everything's looking good. Also presented us with the rental of the Silver Glen property to the farm for corn and beans again this year, and he got us $285 an acre, which is a pretty good fee for 60 acres. We also have on the agenda tonight a purchase of a new vehicle for the maintenance division here. It's a brand new Ford, by through the state bid package. We had Mr. Eichling present us on the multi-year agreement for Lightspeed, the rocket proxy, and light control filter. Any questions directly for John? Again, on the agenda tonight. We also had an update on the Mid Valley member district response to changes in the policies and procedures. Seth Chapman also brought us up to speed on the Norris Rec Center, an update, and as of tonight, there really isn't much of an update on it. We're still waiting on the Park District to address the issues and see what they have to say or what corrections they'd like to make. We changed our March business meeting. The date was changed from the 27th to the 20th, so please take note. And the only other thing we got on February 27th, behind the learning and teaching meeting, we will have the PMA presentation for the five-year financial forecast. We're out the door at 6:20.
Okay. More on that. Nick, did you have anything to add on Norris Rec Center?
No, that was Seth gave us the same update, so.
Okay. Okay. And how about policy, Ms. Carr?
That would be me.
Yeah.
Okay. On the 27th of January, we did have a policy committee meeting. Pam Turoff, who's president of the St. Charles Education Association, summarized some teacher concerns about proposed changes to the homework policy. And Jenny Santos also participated in citizen comments. We discussed a number of policy issues, curriculum content, teen dating violence being prohibited, and homework, but that's going to be tabled for some further discussion. Homework, we're not changing that right now. And we talked a little bit about Common Core standards. And we adjourned at 6:26. But if I could, if I get the date right, I think it's February 18th. For anybody who wants to learn about Common Core, there's going to be an event being held in Joliet. If you just let me know, I'll get you the precise information. It's from 7 to 8, and it's going to be presented by somebody who's really knowledgeable. So for everybody who wants to learn more so that they are as aware as they can possibly be, I hope some of you will be able to go.
Okay. Thank you. And community relations.
We met on January 27th, and three issues, district survey results, and the high school had very positive results. Dr. Conklin presented those, and it's going to be digging down into them as well. Very positive results in all three groups, the high school, parents, staff, and students. There are a number of declining numbers throughout the elementary grade reports, which you'll get back to us about. And he's going to drill into it and determine if there's a pattern, and then I assume a recommendation to the board. There is also a multi-year agreement for the ParentLink parent notification system, including a mobile application. Mr. Duane is going to be presenting that is for action at tonight's meeting. And then school connections. That was an opportunity for all the school board members to participate more, to learn more about our schools. And it was decided mutually that we would do this independently to reach out to the schools, and then if we went on a tour, we had an opportunity to meet the teachers, parents, and have them report back to the board about those results. And that was it. The next meeting is going to be
March 22nd.
March 22nd.
Okay, thank you. And housing, that's...
Housing is not meeting, that would be meeting February 20th.
Okay, and that takes us to four action...
And I have DPTO.
Oh, yes.
DPTO did meet on January 15th. There were three speakers, and the topic was technology in our classrooms. We had the first presentation was John Reichling, who talked about acceptable use and filters and different ways that our students are protected, in different ways that schools use the... different ways that different filters, different programs. Then Dr. Bill Stepien did speak to us about the use in the schools. He's the district instructional tech coordinator. He's also a Richmond and East parent. And I don't know if it would be him, probably Mr. Reichling, who's had an achievement this year of district, that their district email justice for every high school student now. That was interesting, but I wanted to. You know, that's something that a lot of people expect. And if you don't have a student in high school, you wouldn't have known it. So that's another way that our students are connected. And then the last speaker was a very well-received speaker who is, her name is Lisa Caravelli, and she is an alumnus of St. Charles North High School. She's currently at Elmhurst College studying, she has a focus on social media in marketing. And her connection to the parents there, who are all younger and savvier than I am, really enlivened discussion and really surprised and opened eyes on some of the parents. As we all know, the technology and the websites and apps and everything exploding, and things that my children really have to deal with, children today down to, you know, first grade have to deal with. And so they really appreciated that, and I think they just really appreciated the same with our former students. So up to date with her work and her research, and so and presenting it so well. And so that was a great time right there. And that's it. Then Dr. Schlumman came in, and really there weren't all that many questions because I'm beginning to feel like people are so well informed that they don't have all the questions that they used to have before. So that was DPTO meeting next week, and then. I just wanted to ask if this was the time that you would ask about people's visits to schools and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Do we have any?
I did attend for the last two meetings, the Richmond Davis SI School Improvement Plan meetings as an observer. I just walked around, listened to the presentations, and then walked around the tables and just listened to what people had to say. There was a lot of good conversation. Thought that I had as I was there is I felt a lot of the conversations were similar conversations we would have had at any of our schools. Could we have a math interventions? Could we have this? So not could we have, they're not asking me, but just in their talk about the framework that they go through, I thought it was really pretty extensive. I think there's a lot of opportunity there for people to voice their opinions. And so it was great. So that's what I felt too.
I was at all three of them as a parent and an observer. There were some good things. There were some concerns that were expressed. I've received a few emails, and I was going to collate those and let the board know. There were some concerns the parents had with regard to the process of the meeting and so forth.
Okay. Anything else?
I have the rec center.
Oh, okay.
It was a... for action, we had the bills and treasures report, and then we also discussed Mr. Munkin brought forth another possibility for their scheduling. They had presented ActiveNet to us, and then they presented another one called CSI. And then after vetting those two out, they decided to go with ActiveNet, which has a social media aspect, which CSI did not. And they thought that was something that was important to them. Way for them to be able to, if class was canceled, you know, they could shoot it out that way. And then also there's some functions where if someone signs up for swim class, you could put it on Facebook, and so other parents might see that and be like, oh, that's, they're having swim class at. So I think it'd be a good thing for the center. And then for information, we got our second quarter report, and then also we got our audit statement that I think we'll be reviewing at our meeting next Monday.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then I didn't get to go to it today, but at North, they had a suicide prevention thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was very well received by the staff and students.
Good.
A lot of praise. So, and I believe East is doing it as well. So.
Okay. Good. Well, yeah, and as Mrs. Kuehl mentioned, we have taken upon ourselves individually to get out to several of the schools each semester, or at least one or two visits. So as you think about it, or as you have a couple hours off, if that's ever possible, then by all means, love to hear about it. So. Anything else? Okay. And now that takes us to 4 action. The first item being 5A. Do I have a motion to approve the multi-year agreement ParentLink parent notification system, including mobile application? Okay, Mrs. Puratt, do I have a second? Mr. Mannheim? Okay, discussion, questions? Okay, seeing none, would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Hewell?
Yes.
Mr. Mannheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McConnell?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Puratt?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mr. Sterling?
Yes. Motion is approved, and that takes us to 5B. Do I have a motion to approve the multi-year agreement for Lightspeed Rocket Proxy and Web Content Filter? Mr. Mannheim? Second, Mr. Gaffney? And questions? Discussion? Yes.
Could you enlighten me what exactly this program does?
Gladly. All internet-bound traffic goes through a device. The software, the Lightspeed, is the device that we're going to be putting in. And it looks at where a student's trying to go and compares it to a known database of what kind of site is that target. So if you're trying to go to someplace you shouldn't be as for a student in elementary, it knows you're a student in elementary. It identifies who you are, where you're trying to go, and it looks against the rules the district has put in place to determine whether it should let you go there or not. And basically, it really is filtering kids from going to places that have been deemed inappropriate. And we set up different policies for the age appropriateness of the kids or staff.
And we've had a system, and this one replaces it. This one is better.
We use Lightspeed. It provides them.
So we're good.
Well, it's prevented me from getting onto some, but all I have to say, from getting onto some things that I was trying to present some videos, let me be clear, to the class, appropriate content, what they do in the way that it functions there, and that's what's good about it, is while it may have been inconvenient for me, what I've had to do is then go and say, I would like this site approved. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't just, there are certain things you can go on to. YouTube, for example, there's a part of YouTube you can go to that's not appropriate. Well, it's not going to let you go there. And until they kind of tweaked it, we were unable to get, nobody was able to get on YouTube until they started saying, all right, well, here's the appropriate parts of YouTube. These are the things, these are the places we should be able to go. And I think it's kind of heuristic. It kind of figures things out. Am I correct on that?
It does. It subscribes to a vendor, manages a list of every website known out there. Because a new website can show up tonight. And within a day or two, that website has been categorized. And we block or don't block based on the category of the site.
Yeah.
Not based on the specific name of the site itself, based on the category. And the vendors are out there every day updating websites that are being created in it. Reduced to the categories so that it just somewhat self-discovers.
Yeah.
This is the kind of site we've said we don't want kids to go to. On that very first day, things can get through. Unfortunately, a filter, it's not foolproof, but this one is far better than what we've had experience with today.
No, it's done. It's like this is categorized as ads. Mm-hmm. And if you go someplace, and there have been some of those where it's a website that has a video on there that I want to see, but it's some company's promoting it. But it's something that relates to what I'm doing. So then I have to go and say, here's what it is. They review it, and then they let it through.
So, but if it allows YouTube, it will block some videos? Or does it just, does it have to be the whole site?
It, right now it's the whole site for us. We allow it for staff and disallow it for students or unauthenticated people. So like yourselves, if you're here visiting with the iPad and you haven't been asked who you are, you're treated like you're a student. And the student rule for this building is in effect for all of you.
There are parts of YouTube, though, that it won't allow. As an example, there are parts where it says you need to be, this is adult content
right.
or
yes.
whatever.
Yeah.
And it won't allow you to do that.
Okay. If you've ever seen a screen where the center is one thing, but all around the border there's different things, it even it looks at the sections around the border and says, that section I don't allow, that yeah. one I do, this one I don't allow. So it's fairly, it is legal. We have to have a filter in place
right.
of some sort. That's a requirement. But.
John, how much time, how often is what you were saying, how often does that happen? In other words, how frequently are you going to have some teacher coming to you and saying, well, you know, I really want to get to that one for my...
You only get a few a month. The
okay.
way we basically, we're blocking broad categories, and very seldom are people trying to go to those categories we block.
Okay.
Because, and we're very, the least restrictive as we can be, and still be safe for kids. That's kind of our general philosophy. And whenever it is, a request is made, we take it to the area assistant superintendents. They look at it from an educational point of view and say, is this appropriate or not appropriate?
And it's going to allow us, this will allow us to do it by level.
Absolutely.
So we can do differently at the middle school and high school than we do at the elementary school.
And what will happen, too, is the teachers will kind of learn, all right, if there's a website I want to go to, I better... And they're planning days or weeks in advance anyway. They say, I'm going to use this, and it doesn't take forever. So you just say, I want this website. Is that going to be blocked? If it is, can you unblock it, check the content? So it's not like this is happening in front of a class. It happened to me once in front of a class because I had previewed a website the night before, and then I went to use it in class, but by the second period, they had unblocked it for me. So, I mean, it can work pretty quickly.
Is that a permanent block, or is that temporary?
All of our blocks are in there on a permanent basis. If someone requests it, we'll go through a review process with educators, and then they'll unlock it, basically by the category of who you are. If you're a teacher and it gets unblocked, then that's going to be unblocked until...
For other teachers, but won't be for sure.
For the teacher, but not for the students. So, for example, YouTube is allowed for our teachers, not allowed at all for our students.
Quite further questions, comments? Good. Okay, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mrs. McConnell.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Perrock.
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney.
Yes.
Mrs. Hewell.
Yes.
Mr. Sperling.
Yes, motion is approved. And 5C, do I have a motion to approve the purchase of one facilities vehicle from state contract? Mr. Manheim, do I have a second? Mr. Gaffney, questions, discussion? Okay, seeing none, would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. McConnell.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Perrott.
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney.
Yes.
Mrs. Hewell.
Yes.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mr. Sperling.
Yes, motion is approved. And that takes us to 5D. Do I have a motion to approve Board Policy 660, Curriculum Content?
He said, no problem, we won't have curriculum.
Did you make a motion? Or?
I did.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Ms. McConnell? Discussion? Comments?
I want to clarify that we are keeping it at 4 through 12. Is that correct?
Yes.
We're grades 4 through 12.
Yep.
I just wanted to clarify that was...
Should be what it says, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to make
certain
that everybody was aware of
it. I'll just check in real quick.
I had a question I didn't ask that day because we were all involved in the other part of the policy, but it's really under number one, the new edition. I was wondering what that actually means in our school district. And the line is read, right? Reading opportunity is 6 minutes per day, quoted for all students in kindergarten through grade three. The reading levels are one grade level or more lower than their current grade level.
Right.
And does that... does that add a burden? I mean, no.
We're well over 60 minutes.
I would think so, but it says a reading opportunity. I read it to be an additional reading opportunity.
No, it just says that you have to have at least 60 minutes of instruction if they're behind.
A day is 60 minutes a day.
More than that, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, further questions? Comments? Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perrock?
No.
Mr. Gaffney?
No.
Mrs. Shule?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McCallum?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes. Motion is approved. 5E, do I have a motion to approve the Silver Glen property lease?
So moved.
Mr. Gaffney?
Second.
Mr. Manheim, second. Questions? Comments? Okay. Seeing none, would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Perrock?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Hewell?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McCallum?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes. Motion is approved. 5F, do I have a motion to approve the school fees for fiscal year 2014 to 2015? So. Mr. Manheim, do I have a second? No one? No. Okay, Mrs. Yule. Questions? Discussion?
Okay. I do have a question. It's on the community preschool program and the annual fee. The fee is going up, and then later in the notes, it says the community preschool program annual fee has increased a lot for the expansion of the program while maintaining competitive costs. So I don't know. It seems like it's a bit of a definite change to the program, both in the size, the scope, the cost, and I didn't catch it at the meeting, so I'd like to know more about it.
I'll let Ms. McCabe talk to a little bit, I think, and if she can too as well. What we're trying to accommodate, though, is a growing group of parents who wish that we had more room in our program, and so we're trying to allow more of our parents to get in, but you want to talk to it a little bit?
Is it also the approach of blending our at-risk children with typically developing children, and so to open that opportunity for the folks to be part of that program, those kinds of classrooms. So we're looking at, we looked to open up sections at North Creek, gotten a great response from
you know, how many, could you tell us how many we have, and are they divided by age 3, 4, 5, or are they put together, 3, 4, 5?
They're multi-age.
Okay.
Third. 3 through the 5-year-olds.
Yes.
And I don't know the exact number of how many kids we have right now.
How many sections?
How many
do we have one
per? We have Pearson Creek, we have Fox Ridge, we have Davis, and I think we have two teachers at Pearson and at Fox Ridge, so four sections for each of those, and then two sections at Davis, where we have our children who are self-contained special ed, as well as our bilingual children at Davis, and then North Creek would open up two more classrooms for four more sections. I could be off at Pearson, maybe another section.
And so you feel that we had a request from parents, that could be the case, I'm sure that's the case, but with the dwindling enrollment, I'm kind of surprised that the requests are going up as the number of requests are going down.
Well, and they're not all, like for instance at North Creek, they're not all North Creek children, but mm-hmm. they would be in the area, so they bring their own children, the only bus children who are special ed, so the community children Pearson Creek has a waiting list. They fill those community spots very quickly. So we're at a really good place. It appears to be something that people in the community want. It's a 5-day program.
It's half a day.
Half a day, certificated children, teachers. And you don't have to be potty trained. So that seems to be a big...
Really? Yeah. That would make a difference for 3-year-old preschool. I was there. Okay. And then the increase in cost, is that to kind of set up these rooms and
think that that'll be helpful. We are still lower than other childcare programs in the surrounding area, so we looked into that. So this is a good deal for parents and families.
Is it a self-sustaining program like the all-day kindergarten?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons that it went up is that with the expansion of this, and we wanted to make sure, and Mr. Chapman went through and figured it out and came back and said, okay, we're going to have to increase the cost, and we're going to do that and make it self-sustaining. So we didn't want it costing the district money. So between the grant money for the special ed children and then the regular ed children, that program needs to pay for itself, and it does with those fees.
Okay. Other questions? Debate? Okay. Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Gaffney. Mrs. Huell.
Yes.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mrs. McCallum.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Perrott.
Yes.
Mr. Sperling.
Yes. Motion is approved. And that takes us to 5G. Do I have a motion to approve the district calendar 2014 to 2015? Mr. McNally, do I have a second? Ms. McConnell? Questions, comments? Okay, seeing none, would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Huell?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McConnell?
I'm sorry, yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perrott?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes, motion is approved. And moving on to the consent agenda, are there any items that anybody would like pulled?
F.
Board policy? Okay. Any others? So B and F. Any others? Okay.
I just have a comment on I.
Okay.
That we should.
No. Yes, there is. Only goes to G.
I got G's.
I would just like to personally thank the donor who gave $6,500 worth of sound equipment, and I'm looking for it right now.
What's under G?
It's under G. Is that under G?
Yeah.
For that generosity.
Absolutely.
It's quite a substantial gift, and I would like to have it publicly recognized for the comments. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Any others? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda with the exception of B or 6B and 6F? Ms. McConnell, second. Ms. McNally. Questions, comments? Okay. Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mrs. McConnell.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Prague.
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney.
Yes.
Mrs. Huell.
Yes.
Mr. Sproul.
Yes. Motion is approved. Do I have a motion to approve item 6B, the CUSD 303 personnel report? Mr. Manheim, second. Mr. Gaffney? Okay, questions? Judith?
We have an employee reemployed with the title of Title I interventionist with a background in biological science, elementary ed, general administrative, general science, and elementary ed, and self-contained general ed. Tell me how that applies to an interventionist, because I'm not even sure I know what an interventionist means. Reading.
Right.
So even though this background is all this, they're going to be teaching reading?
And working with children in reading, right.
Why would we have someone with a background in language arts reading?
We wouldn't have language arts at the elementary level.
Okay, reading.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a teacher who's been a kindergarten teacher in our district.
Yes, and she was interventionist last school year. She's worked as an early intervention coordinator. her endorsement that she's being, that is applying to this job is elementary education. So she has lots of endorsements, but the one that applies for this position is elementary ed.
Okay, and I wanted to ask about that too. When you say endorsements, where did those come from? I know that the school district can assign an endorsement.
No, never.
No, not anymore. We used
never could.
Okay.
Well, not in the last 10 years.
So then where does the endorsement come from now?
An endorsement is the designation on a teacher's license saying what they're allowed to teach. It's what the state has designated that person's allowed to teach. So when you think certification, that's not what we call it anymore. It's an endorsement on a license. So every teacher has a license. It's called a professional educator license. It's the endorsements that decide or that determine what specific positions are they allowed to hold. So if you teach math, you have to have, at high school, you have to have a math endorsement,
right, for
example.
Right.
But you wouldn't necessarily always have to have a math degree.
Correct. You could get endorsements without a degree. You earn endorsements by completing certain numbers of credit hours at college level.
But not necessarily degrees.
Right. I mean, we would prefer to have the degree.
Right. Yeah, great. No,
okay. Okay. So, I guess I just was, you know, I didn't, I mean, if I had this background, which is pretty impressive, I'd be wanting to teach science, for example. You know, or I'd be wanting to utilize what I studied in that area. So I just wondered why they decided to work as an interventionist. Was it just an opening or something?
We had the opening. It's the position she held last year. I don't know this person personally, so I can't tell you about her own desire to work half a school year, but she worked half a school year last year. She's working half a school year this year. It seems to be what she wants to do, and we have the need.
Anything else? Okay. Would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. McConnell.
I have one more question.
Oh, yeah.
Can I do that? How successful was she last year? How well did her children what were their scores like, or what? How did they see? Right, okay, then that part's fine. No, I just wondered what the difference in background. Okay, then I'll vote yes.
Okay. Go ahead, yeah.
Okay. Mrs. McConnell.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Farag.
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney.
Yes.
Mrs. Hewell.
Yes.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mr. Sperling.
Yes, motion is approved. And the order was 6F. Do I have a motion to approve Board Policy 7185? Teen dating violence prohibited. Mrs. Hewell, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Anyone? Ms. McConnell?
Thank you, Ms. McConnell. I've just asked for it to be pulled because I continue to be concerned about the laundry list of terms that are put into policy by people other than the school board. And it's become kind of ridiculous. And I've gotten to the point where when I read a list, it's not the harassment aspect. When I read a list that says policy prohibits harassment, based on students' actual or perceived characteristics of sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender-related identity or expression, this policy includes more protected statuses. I begin to feel we are kind of on one of those situations like we have to pass the bill to find out what's in the bill. And it bothers me, you know, more and more. So that particular line is the reason that I pull it. But I think the other thing that bothers me is that this is a crime. If you have dating violence, it is a crime, and so it's for the police to take care of. And they've shoved a lot into this and given it to the school district to be responsible for meeting out some kind of justice or some kind of, and I guess it's just my time to kind of stand up and say I'm just kind of tired of this being put onto a school district. That line is unclear to me to begin with, so as a board member, I have a hard time writing a policy, much less putting it onto our administrators and teachers to administer it. So.
I had similar concerns, and in fact, in addition to the more protected statuses, The actual or perceived characteristics, at some point, how do you objectively decide what happened when it's perceived?
Someone's perceived. Yeah.
You know, I can perceive anybody to be anything. Then who's to say what my perception is? And then suddenly we all live in our own fantasy worlds. And I think we have to have things based on objective reality.
Agreed. As I said at the meeting, violence, bullying, harassment, it's wrong no matter who's involved. So why are we spelling it out like that to make it more convoluted? So
maybe it should go back to policy and be thought through again. We have until, do we have a meeting the same night, Mrs. Perot, that you do in March? Do we? Okay.
Do you know Mr. Blaney?
I will. Is that the March 22nd you said?
I believe 20th, we do.
I think one's the 20th, one's the 22nd.
I'm pretty sure we're together.
Monday, March 24th, and policy is scheduled for 5, community relations for 6.
Okay, so maybe we should revisit it.
Well, we'll take a vote on it first, and then, depending on that, then send it back. So.
Okay.
Any other comments, questions?
I'm just concerned about what the concern is. I understand Mrs. Hughes' issue with having lack of perceived control at the local level regarding some of the policy issues, that things are set by the state and coming down to us, but I don't. And yes, it can be a criminal offense. Obviously, it is. But these are minors, especially under 18, and it's here's 19. And don't you feel that we should have policy and procedure in place that would prevent this and reinforce good ethical issues?
Sure. Objectively, though,
on teen dating.
Objectively, I think it's just when you say includes more protective statuses, but you don't tell us what they are, and then it's also someone's perceived characteristics. It's too vague, and all of a sudden it can be anything.
But we have that perceived has already been defined in another policy. It's.
Then it should be specifically referenced then, that this is not vague.
That discussion happened last year when I was in policy, and my interpretation of what perceived means, and I believe that's, I stand corrected. You may perceive me as a female, but actually I may be a male.
I understand what they mean.
So, and I could perceive you as a male, in actuality you are a female. So the perception of who we are is external. So if you're harassing me because of the way I dress, my perceived sexuality, that is harassment.
And I think if you're harassing or bullying somebody, period, I'm opposed to that. I don't
but
think you need to say.
This is what the sexual orientation means.
I understand that, but I think that, first of all, it's not spelled out specifically here, and it should reference another policy if that's the case. But the other thing is I just think that we should have a policy that says it's wrong to bully or harass, period.
Yes.
You know, and I think that
period.
Yeah.
So anything else? Further? Okay, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. McNeely?
No.
Mrs. Perak?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
No.
Mrs. Huell?
No.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McConnell?
No.
Mr. Sperling?
No. Motion is not approved. Okay, so send it back to the policy?
Yes, yeah, I mean, it's the state's...
Is that right?
It's a state mandate in regard to it. We'll ask attorneys to give you what choices you have on it.
How about... Say, well, you know, can't it just stop with the period? We have the laundry list bothers me, and I think
and word
it bothers me is the lack of, or the putting out the schools, I think some sort of legal duty, a legal duty, which is not our purview.
I think I clearly understand what the board's concern is. I just got to have to talk to legal counsel as to what your flexibility is.
Okay.
I would like to
maybe
get that
they opinion.
Can. Okay. We have four information items. Is there any new business from any members?
Yes. There is going to be, the St. Charles Arts Council is having an event this weekend celebrating students' art, both graduates, college-age students, as well as our students. And they're going to have a celebration of local jazz musicians that they asked me to extend an invitation to the board members on Saturday, February 16th. I'm planning on going. Matter of fact, I was called and asked to attend. I'm very concerned that people don't support these kinds of extracurricular activities, meaning the arts, where parents will go in mass to see football games, basketball games, etc. So they would like to encourage all board members to take a look at the arts as well and enrich your lives.
Is that at the mall?
No.
This is going to be at the Baker Community Center. The concert's at 6 o'clock.
And what's the date?
This Saturday, the 16th.
That's Sunday.
15th. I'm sorry, the 15th. Saturday, the 15th. 15. Thank you for bringing that up because I received a call too and I thought I'd get something out from Mrs. Ratchford, but this is what.
And we put it on our Facebook page as well. So.
It's all about like, extended arts education and STEAM.
Okay, anything else? That's good. Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn to closed session? A roll call vote for the purpose of appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity, and also for litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case the basis for the finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting.
So moved.
Okay.
And
do I have a second? Okay. No one wants me to repeat that? Sure.
Okay.
All right, yeah, let's adjourn to closed session. We'll take a 10-minute break.
Yeah, we need to take a roll.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll get right to the second.
That's right. Do I have a second for that motion?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, call the roll.
Mrs. Perak?
Yes.
Mr. Cadmean?
Yes.
Mrs. Huell?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McConnell?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes. Okay, now let's take a 10-minute adjournment break. This is awesome. Open session. It is 10 o'clock p.m. on Monday, February 10th, 2014. District 3, Board of Education. Would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Huell.
Yes.
Here.
Mr. Manheim.
Here.
Mrs. McConnell.
Here.
Mr. McNally.
Here.
Mrs. Perrott. Mr. Gaffney.
Here.
Mr. Sproul.
Here. Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Gaffney, Mr. Perrott, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay.
Nay.
Anyone who says nay gets a thumb to their head.
That's 10 o'clock. This is pretty good for a long
No.